Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just the two of us, just you and me. And I'm going to talk about some things that I want to cover some things that we have talked about in the past, but I think it bears repeating and covering again. And this is cyber security issues, the cyber crime. You know, folks, I know how things are in your business. You've got your computers. Most small businesses don't have a network. You have individual laptops. You've got a peer-to-peer type of network, and not necessarily a server that runs that everybody operates out of. Many of you do, but not all of you. But regardless, but especially the peer-to-peer groups, where every box, every device, every laptop, every desktop needs to have its own security system, its own security capability. You've got a physical firewall at your router. You've got to have a software firewall on your computers, and you've got to make sure that every one of your devices is kept up to date. And one of the ways, because the bad guys, they're coming down market, folks. They're coming after us for a lot of reasons. I'll talk about in a minute. But back to the security system. What we do here is I buy multiple boxes. I buy a deal with our company, and I do multiple boxes, and they all renew at the same time. And that renewal comes to me, or to one of my key people, and it always gets renewed. In fact, I make it automatic. It's an automatic renewal. A three-year deal or a five-year, whatever. I do multiple years, so it doesn't renew every year. And I don't. I'm not trying to save $10 a month. I find a company I like. I find one that seems to perform. That provides me with security as close to 0 day, 0 hour, 0 minute as possible. And I stick with them. And during the year, whenever as you're wandering around, you know you'll see. Indications of how they're out ahead of you. Oh, don't go to this website. We don't like how this looks. And you'll stop. You were about to go there because you thought it was a good link. And they'll say, wait a minute, you don't want to go there. But they can't protect you from everything. They can't protect you from not having a system, a cybersecurity system on your computer. They can't protect you if you don't renew. They can't protect you if you don't train your employees not to click on phishing emails. And if they do click, they can't protect you from that. You've got to do that yourself. Because folks, here's what they're doing. There was a time when you know the hackers were just pimply-faced teenage boys in the basement, just having fun, too smart for their own good. But now it's hundreds of billions of dollars industry, cybercrime. And yes, they're mounting major offensives against the big companies, and the governments, but they're doing broader broadcasting of breach attempts across Main Street, because as you've heard me say before, for 30 plus years, you and I have become integrated partners with bigger companies. We're part of supply chains. They couldn't do without us. I am an integrated partner and have been for a long time with a number of large companies. So if they get to me, if they can get into my boxes, if they can get into my system, then they can get into my customer systems. That's how one of the major breaches came in from one of their downlines, one of their vendors, part of their supply chain. That's how they got to one of these major hundreds of millions of breaches. That's how that worked. They didn't go through the main server of the company. They came in through the back door, so to speak. So the last thing in the world you want is for it to be found out that you, your company, your little Main Street company that has a contract with one of these bigger companies or maybe you're not even a direct contractor to the main company. You're a contractor to a contractor. But you don't want to be found out that you were the weak link that caused all those problems. There are companies out there who now, that's what they did that. And it's probably the end of your business. You got to take this seriously. You got to take cybersecurity seriously. You have to be vigilant. You can't be penny wise and pound foolish. And you got to train your people. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.